The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Minister of State with Special Responsibility for the Circular Economy and Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon, is taking on the challenge of tackling food waste and the amount of food wasted across the country. The Minister joins us now. Alan Dillon, you've launched a public consultation on this. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, good evening, Shane, and to your listeners. Well, this is a very simple issue. Food waste affects every home, it affects every community, every business right across Ireland. And I think we've all done it, that the half loaf of bread that goes stale in the press, indeed the school lunches that come home untouched, or food in a shop or restaurant that never makes it onto a plate. So when you add all that up across the country, it accounts to a huge amount of wasted food every year. So that's why today we're launching a public consultation on Ireland's next food waste prevention roadmap. And our plan here is to help people waste food less, to save money, but also to make better use of the resources we already have. The most recent EPA figures show Ireland generates over 700,000 tonnes of food waste every single year. And while progress is being made, there's clearly much more that we need to do. And it matters for three reasons. Firstly, if you look at the cost of living challenges, you know, food in the bin is money in the bin. Secondly, if you look at businesses, businesses lose money through avoidable food waste, and surplus food should either be used or donated where possible. And thirdly, it's simply common sense. You know, if you take food, it requires, you know, resources like water, energy, effort to produce, to harvest. And when we waste food, we waste all those resources also. And also, we've legally binding now requirements. Ireland will be required to meet EU food waste targets for 2030. So we need to move from an awareness or a voluntary position to a more action base. And this consultation is really about practical solutions, and therefore asking householders, farmers, retailers, and those within the food businesses, what measures would genuinely make a difference, be it clear date labels, reducing waste in school meals, making food donations easier, or helping businesses measure and cut waste. Mm. And I think making better use of the brown bin also for unavoidable food waste is an important step.
Do you think people don't use the brown bin enough?
Well, certainly the data accounts that households account for over a third of all food waste, and that's over 200,000 tonnes a year. So I suppose it's important that we understand the data and focus our efforts on that. But also we need to ensure that reducing waste isn't just about using the brown bin, or is based on households. I think if you look at the practical actions at every level, you know, households need to plan meals better. They also need to understand best before and use by dates, and indeed using leftovers and reducing avoidable waste. And also, if you look at businesses, they themselves need to introduce more accurate measuring to avoid waste properly, you know, improving their own reporting systems and reducing losses, while also looking at the likes of organisations that continue to donate safe surplus food where possible.
Okay, all right. Just before we let you go, Minister, just a couple of other things. You've increased litter fines by 100 euros. So by September, people will be fined 250 euro for an on-the-spot fine. I suppose the question, and the same question I would ask you about dog littering, is there any chance of people actually being caught doing the littering?
Well, listen, you know, if we're honest and not pretending that increasing the fines by 100 euros in themselves will suddenly cause an end to littering or dog fouling, but certainly I don't think we can accept doing nothing until every enforcement issue is solved. As I would always say, the enforcement piece is rests with the local authority. But yeah, I think
the problem is there is no enforcement almost.
Well, that's not the case from our department. We certainly are resourcing many local authorities with over 7.7 million euros every year for an enforcement measured grant scheme. And that does support enforcement staff and the activities.
48 fines issued for dog fouling nationwide last year.
Yeah, and again, you know, we need to improve it.
That's not even two per county.
Yeah, it's a challenge. There's no denying that. You know, I suppose if we have better enforcement, then we have, you know, a serious reduction in the amount that people are reporting. And, you know, there's no denying that people are just fed up of seeing litter on streets, dog fouling on footpaths. And that's why we need to take further steps. That's why I've also provided €250,000 to local authorities for dog waste bins, for bag dispensers and related infrastructure, because the excuse would be we'd know where to put it. So we're alleviating that problem. But we also need to back it up again with a renewed public awareness campaign with simple messages like bin it or bring it home. And I think a combination of all of these, while we, you know, we've made progress, we need to continue that messaging, continue the enforcement piece. And I'm also looking at DNA sampling for dog fouling also. That's been used in other jurisdictions as a.
Could that ever happen? I mean, it sounds like a good idea, but I imagine it's quite expensive, is it?
And that's something that we are currently assessing, not just from a cost perspective, but from a legal perspective. But I think if we want, the greatest deterrent is that if you do leave something behind you, you will be caught and you will be prosecuted. So it is something that we will look into over the next coming weeks and hopefully have a proposal before the end of the year.
Okay, as a loud man interviewing a not just a Mayo man, but a former long-time Mayo County star, I do have to ask you about how you think tomorrow's match is going to go in Croke Park.
Well, I'm sure the excitement is building in Louth as it is in Mayo.
We're not as used to it in Louth as you are in Mayo.
No, so I can imagine the bus loads and the amount of support there tomorrow. But I think it's going to be an enthralling game. Both teams probably were not expected to be in the last four. And what a golden opportunity to get into an All-Ireland final for both counties. So I think, you know, it's going to be really exciting. Two teams that probably will have to improve on their quarterfinal performances. But who knows?
We were pretty happy with our quarterfinal performance, Minister. I have to say, I thought Louth played pretty well.
Yeah, no, in the circumstances, down a man, they absolutely took the game by the scruff of the neck. But again, I suppose they don't really have that tradition of playing each other too often. And at this stage, I think it's really exciting for both players and management. And I suppose let the best team win. I wish you luck, Shane, but not too much luck. No,
fair enough. Our producer is a Mayo woman. As I was saying to her earlier on, that Mayo have been in enough All-Ireland finals. And at this stage, it's probably fair enough to leave it to Louth, I think, for this year.
We haven't been too successful either. So
okay, fair enough.
This could be the year.
Okay, may the best team win. Minister, thanks indeed for talking to us. Minister Alan Dillon there. Thank you indeed. A listener getting in touch to say 700,000 tonnes of food waste. Surely not tonnes. Surely 700,000 kilograms. It is tonnes. 700,000 tonnes.
They said earlier on in the report that it was something like 200 something thousand kilograms a day. I thought they were going to say a year, and it was a daily amount of food waste. It is utterly shocking.
Sinful.
I don't believe in sin myself, but
you definitely don't.
No.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.